Now will you notice, then led they Jesus from Caiaphas into the hall of judgment. And you see they're in a hurry to get a verdict against him. And they have Pilate come out. Now you're going to have a byplay, as John gives it. First, we'll have a scene outside where Jesus is before the people and Pilate is there. Then Pilate will take him on the inside and speak with him there. And they will go inside, then outside, then inside, and then outside, and then inside. It's quite a byplay here, and that'll take us on into the 19th chapter. Now, will you notice, I'm reading verse 29. They're outside now. Pilate then went out unto them and said, "What accusation bring ye against this man?" They answered and said unto him, "If he were not a malefactor, we would not have delivered him up unto thee." They make it clear they want the death penalty, you see. Then said Pilate unto them, "Take ye him and judge him according to your law." Immediately Pilate senses that something's wrong. He wants nothing to do with the trial. So he wants to dismiss it, say, "Well, you go and take him." And then the Jews, therefore, and it's obvious now that we're talking about the religious rulers of Israel. The religious rulers therefore said unto him, "It is not lawful for us to put any man to death." And they make it clear now they want the death penalty. They are not able to do it. You see, Christ told his own way up yonder in Caesarea Philippi 6 months before, "I'm going to Jerusalem to die. I'll be delivered into the hands of Gentiles and they'll crucify me." And these men are merely carrying out his orders. "That the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spake, signifying what death he should die." You see, that's the reason he's being delivered into the hands here of the Gentiles, that is, of Rome. Now Pilate takes him inside. Now we go inside. "Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again, and called Jesus, and said unto him, 'Art thou the king of the Jews?'" This man is dumbfounded. "You don't mean to tell me that there's somebody around claiming to be king of the Jews and would have the audacity to be brought to me on that charge?" Jesus answered him, "Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it of thee?" In other words, are you getting this secondhand or not? Pilate answered him, "Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done?" I want to know. They have asked the death penalty. I don't see any charge to merit it. Jesus answered, listen to him now, "My kingdom is not of this world." The little preposition there is very important. It's ek. And it actually literally means, "My kingdom is not out of this world." What he's saying is this, not that his kingdom's not going to be on this world or on the earth, for it is someday, but his kingdom is not a kingdom that comes about through worldly measures, sinful machinations, and by the politics of this world. Jesus won't be elected king down here by the Democrats or the Republicans or by the United Nations, friends. That's not the way he comes to power. His kingdom is not a kingdom built upon the things of this world that bring nothing in the world but war and turmoil and hatred and bitterness, and that's the story of mankind. He says, "My kingdom is not in this world. It's not this kind of a kingdom. If my kingdom were of this world or in this world, then would my servants fight." But he says, you notice I'm not offering any resistance. I'm not contending for it, that I should not be delivered to the Jews or the religious rulers, but now is my kingdom not from hence. It's not built on this present system, the present political systems of the world. And that's the reason, friends, the church can't build the kingdom down here. He will establish it. Pilate therefore said unto him, "Art thou a king then?" Pilate is definitely puzzled at this point. We'll talk about him next time. Jesus answered, "Thou sayest that I'm a king. You're right, I am a king. That's what he says. But to this end was I born, and for this cause came I into this world. He's born king of the Jews, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. In other words, that spirit tipped him. Pilate saith unto him, what is truth? And he's standing in the presence of the one who can say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews, that is, to the religious rulers. Here we go outside again. Saith unto them, I find in him no fault at all. But ye have a custom that I should release unto you one at the Passover. Will ye therefore that I release unto you the king of the Jews? Then cried they all again, saying, not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber. Pilate stands there absolutely amazed. He can't believe they've asked for Barabbas and want Jesus crucified. We'll see that next time.